Hi, this is Noah, and I'm here to make a recording of The Magical Book. Once upon a time, there lived a woman, a man who was an author, and his three sons. Each son went out to find pieces of ink and paper so the man could write his stories, and the man would write them. One day, and the family was very poor though. One day, when they went to get some paper, they saw a book. And then, when they got back home, they told their father about the book. They couldn't buy it because they didn't have enough money. Their father decided to write a copy of the book. But then, when it was finished, and the man took it outside to look at it, it blew away into the wind. "Oh no!" said the man. The oldest brother said, "I will go get it for you, father." And he went off. Then he met a woman. Later on, he met an old woman with a statue of an elephant with no teeth. The woman said, "I can tell what you are thinking. You are looking for a book that is blown away in the wind." "Yes, I am," said the oldest brother. "I know how you will get there. You will take two of your teeth out of your mouth and put them in the horse's mouth. Then you will fly across an erupting volcano and a falling icy apple. Then you will arrive at the land where the book has landed." "Or you can take this bag of silver coins."
"I think I'm going to take the silver coins," said the first brother.
And he went off to town to buy a couple things and have a good fortune. Then, when he didn't return for years after, the second oldest brother decided he would try to get the book. He went up to the mountain and met the same woman and the same elephant with no teeth. And he heard the same thing. "You can't ride. You can't take two teeth out of your mouth and put it in the elephant's mouth. Then you can ride the elephant through the erupting volcano and the icy avalanche. Then you will come to the land where the book has landed. Or you can take this bag of silver coins."
"I think I'm going to take the silver coins," said the second brother.
Then he took the silver coins and went off to town to buy some stuff and get his fortune. When he didn't arrive for a couple years, the youngest brother decided he wanted to try. So he went and met the same woman with the same elephant. And he heard the same thing. "You can take two teeth out of your mouth and put them in the elephant's mouth, and then he will fly you across the erupting volcano and the icy avalanche. Or you can take this bag of gold cold and go to town and get his fortune. Or he could help his father and get the gift. He took two teeth out of his mouth and put them in the elephant's mouth. The elephant's trunk rose. Its tail swished. He climbed on the elephant's back and the elephant began to fly. It flew across the erupting volcano. But the boy felt no fear. Then it flew across the icy avalanche. But the boy still felt no fear. Then he landed in the land of dragons. When he went to the land of dragons, he saw a green dragon moving like the book. And then he passed it to an orange dragon who read the book, and passed it to a purple dragon who read the book. Then the green dragon said, "Oh, look who is here. I knew you'd be looking for us." And he handed the book back to the boy. And the boy flew back on the elephant's back. And then, when he landed back at the same little hut where he met the woman, he took the, surprisingly, the elephant's two teeth that the boy had put in them fell out. And he put them back in his mouth. Surprisingly, like a magnet, they got sucked back in. And he walked back down to the house where he gave his father the book. That's the end of this episode.